It's time now for this week's edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us now from Santa Monica is Tom Schnabel, who hosts the Rhythm Planet blog and podcast on KCRW. Tom, great to have you back.
Great to be back, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you brought with you this time. This is Torero by the Italian singer Johnny Dorelli.
Te fanno gira capa sti fumette, guardando attento specchio, vuoi fare il toreador, come fanno a Santa Fe, come fanno ad Hollywood, e questa scusa in lo studio è chiuso. Torero, tu sei piazzato in capo sto sombrero, qui c'è che si spagnola l'uno vero, che nacchere in tassa capa e balla, mescolando volere c'è c'è chi va imbrogliato. Torero.
Tell us about this one.
This is fun Italian pop from the 1960s. Think of the 1960s. Think of the Fiat 500. Think of the Mocha Express, the guy who did the emblem for that. Remember, he just passed away. Think of a Vespa. This is all that kind of light, fun Italian stuff. I mean, you could also think of La Dolce Vita and some other things, too. Gina Lollobrigida. But this has that kind of buoyant, up, wonderful sound that was Italy in the 1960s.
And tell us about Johnny Dorelli. Who's he?
He was the leader of Quartetto Radar, and I don't know too much about them. I had to actually, you know, buy the record off iTunes and burn it. I heard it on FIP, the French radio station that is eclectic and plays all sorts of stuff. So, you know, I don't really know too much about it. They've done a bunch of different records. I don't even know whether you can still buy them, but this was a big group in Italy in the 1960s.
And you have transported us to Italy in the 1960s, but let's go now to the artist who goes by Dunkelbunt. This is somebody out of Austria. Here is Get Down.
Get down on your knees and pray. Get down on your knees and
on his SoundCloud page, it says he takes electronic beats from all kinds of places, fluttering trumpets, ragtime, stride piano, oriental tango, klezmer. How would you describe this, Tom?
It's eclectic in the way that Moby and then the guy that did the Moondog song adapted that, you know. He uses Turkish saz music. He uses a rhythm that is actually more of a qawwali music, the Pakistani, you know, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, that kind of thing, or Bhangra. But he puts it all together, and it's pretty good, and it's pretty organic, and it's not, you know, overly contrived or anything like that. And it really caught me when I heard it on the radio.
Well, yeah, it's very unusual. What is it that caught you? What did you like about it?
He uses Blind Willie Johnson in the a sample of Blind Willie Johnson, who's one of my favorite blues singers from the 1930s, and mixes that with Pakistani qawwali. That's pretty original and pretty cool. That's what grabbed me.
All right, well, I cannot wait to hear this next one, because you've brought us music that really it comes from all over the world here, but the next one I really am interested in, this is Worker Song, and it's by somebody, let me make sure that I say this properly, Senko Namchiluk.
Perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect.
Who is from Tuva, which is north of Mongolia. Here it is. Explain what she's doing with her voice there.
Well, she's manipulating her throat. She, you know, tuba music is all about making two vocal tones at once, bitonal, however you want to call it. But she takes it even further in sort of like an art song gone mad in this one. It's something that people either would love or hate, but it's so completely out there that I had to play it, and it made me really happy when I first heard it.
Can you do it with your voice?
But sorry, I have a cough right now.
That's the reason. Well, should we know anything else about Sanko Namchula?
She's done a lot of really interesting records. There was a beautiful record that she did called Out of Tuva. She's recorded for an Italian label, Ponderosa, some really, really beautiful stuff. She has a gorgeous voice when she just sings straight. But she also, you know, goes out and does this crazy stuff like this one, Worker Song. She's now based in Vienna.
All right. Well, up next, we've got the Sara Halgan Trio, and this is Annie Gu and Dideyan.
Anigo antidein tambigi alei hai tumarwa magerati sidai la dudine anigo antidein tambigi alei hai tumarwa magerati sidai la dudine tadhatu isqonsado walla kala tambeya tadhatu isqonsado walla kala tambeya haydi la war بدون بعد القاتي هيدي للروح بدون بعد القاتي.
Let's start with, what is this song about?
Well, she's singing a song about her troubled, war-torn country, which is Somaliland, which is north of Somalia and has been war-torn, pretty messed up. We don't hear as much about it as we hear about Syria, but it's a love song about her country. And one of the things I like about music like this is I don't understand what all the lyrics are saying, but it's a song about Somaliland, which people wouldn't even know where it is on the map, but it's a troubled East African country. It's a love song. She loves it. And it grabbed me immediately.
All right, we have time for one more. And this is an Algerian-born artist, Michel Benita, and his group Ethics. And this is called I See Altitudes. Just beautiful. I don't want to even fade it down.
Well, this album is completely, how do I say it? It smote me. I am smitten by this record. And some of it is just the textures, the colors. You know, he plays the upright bass. But then it has a Japanese koto. It has a Swiss flugelhorn player. It's just such absolutely gorgeous music. It's just like a sonic massage listening to it, and we had to include it.
So this is, when you say world music, these artists in this particular piece are from all over the world.
Well, you know, that's the chemistry. You know, music is the alchemy and the binder that binds people from different cultures together better than anything else. And this is a perfect example. You have, you know, guys from Algeria, a Swiss trumpet player, a Tokyo-based koto player, all blending together, and it just works so beautifully.
Well, Tom Schnabel, a host of the Rhythm Planet blog and podcast on KCRW in Santa Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks so much.